I think Aurora is so special.
When you read some of what the women have been involved in, it's really fascinating.
These were women who formed this reading club who were like a little bit under, I guess, 30 years of slavery.
And the women that started this group had in mind that they wanted to lift as they climb. That meant that they had to share some of their own abilities poetically and in the arts, and they wanted to also work with other people to bring them along.
These women, in a truly almost spiritual way, lifted each other up. And you can feel that still when you come into the room, because these members still do that.
My mother-in-law had invited me to a number of meetings. At the time, I was fully employed, and when I was invited to become a member, I was hesitant to join because I knew that they always had meetings on Wednesday afternoons. But my husband encouraged me to join because he said it was a legacy, because several of his family members had been members prior to that. So I joined and would sometimes take the day off work to attend meetings.
I was invited by a member of my church. Her name was Ida Buchanan. And it was only later, after I'd been a member for a while, I was working with the archives, and I discovered that my great-grandmother and my grandmother had been members of the club.
I became affiliated because of Miss Margaret Burley. I've known Miss Burley since I was in third grade. She was actually my teacher.
I was invited to join the Aurora Reading Club by Thelma Morris, who is the great-great-niece of the founder, Rachel Lovett Jones.
Margaret and I joined the same year, so 22 years, and I'm a fourth generation, or what we call a legacy member. So my relatives who were co-founders with Mrs. Jones, and now here I am. We have had so many rich partnerships over the years.
We did a partnership with the Heinz History Center, and we worked on the Underground Railroad project.
We heard some stories from Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures. We've partnered with Carnegie Libraries. We've worked very closely, most especially with the Homewood Library and Denise Graham. We have partnered with Friday Club of Greensburg, La Roche College.
We work with the Pittsburgh Public Schools. There are three of us that volunteer and read with the children once a week. And this is our fourth year doing this.
Well, I think some of my favorite moments are working together on different projects in the Aurora Club, because we had so much fun together when we did the quilt and we had to do our squares, and when we worked on the scrapbook. It was just amazing to get together and to help each other, give each other ideas, the companionship, and the working on projects.
I feel like I've just had the opportunity to learn so much, the ability to learn about not only who I am now, but who I can be. These women are willing to take you under their wing and help to influence you and to teach you about all that they know.
I'll tell you, when I leave the meetings, I feel like I've been to church. That's how outstanding the Aurora Reading Club is. We have concern for our members, and they know it. It shows.
It's just really important that we maintain the importance of reading and develop that in our children so that they continue to see the world and go places they might never have the opportunity to through the window of reading.